This is the Public Health Agency of Canada, correct?
Service line for Canada, yes.
Okay, I was actually trying to find some information on your site and I'm not quite sure where to look. I'm not sure if you're the person to talk to.
Okay, I can try and help you for sure.
Okay, this is a bit of a strange request, but you know that modeling that comes out almost every day, like the government predicts so many cases per day or per week, like those essentially those graphs. I was wondering, where exactly do you like where does like where would I find out how the modeling is derived from? Like what the formula or the essentially the algorithm is?
Sorry, you're cutting out a bit. Sorry. So you are trying to find where to find the model?
Well, not just the model, but like how essentially if someone wanted to recreate it on their own, like I'm essentially looking for the information behind it.
Try and help you definitely with that. Mind if I ask what city and province you're calling from?
From Kelowna, BC. Internet search.
Are trying to figure out what calculations they use to come up with the data that they have?
That's right. Like, essentially, is there like some formula or software or something?
Okay, not a problem. I can take a look at that for you and see what I can find. Do you mind if I put you on hold?
All right, that works. Thank you.
That calculates what exactly? The cases every day or the forecast or?
Well, you know how, like, say, Theresa Tam or Patty Hashu, like, they frequently have their press conferences where they predict, okay, over the next month we're going to have so many cases.
Okay, so it's a prediction.
Yeah, so yeah, it's the
How they
prediction.
calculate the prediction.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, no problem. I'm still looking, but I just needed to narrow it down a little bit more. Okay, thank you so much. Is it okay if I put you on hold again while I continue looking?
All right, that's fine.
Definition of what the modeling is, but not the exact formula or like what they use as a like it's just the question of the question in the FAQ is how accurate are Public Health Agency of Canada's forecasting models? And it says knowledge of COVID-19 continues to evolve internationally. The epidemic in Canada also continues to evolve, and new data for cases become available every day. Models cannot predict what will happen, but they can help us understand what might happen in certain scenarios, which can in turn inform planning and measuring to achieve the best possible outcome. And it kind of continues on, but it's basically a definition. And I know you're looking at for what exactly, what determines it, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So I asked a supervisor to see if there was any other information that I can give you other than that, because and this is really strictly an information center. Like what I have in front of me is all that I have.
Right.
But I asked her to see if there's maybe someone we can refer you to, so there you can go a little more into detail about this.
Okay.
This is more of what the definition of, or like how accurate the Public Health Agency Canada's forecasting model is, but not what they use to determine that.
Right, because like when like say Theresa Tam talks about like second wave, third wave, so many cases, like
You want to know how they predict that?
exactly, it's like I'm,
Yeah.
you know, maybe I'm just being a little paranoid. But it's like I'd like to know that there's some scientific basis. Like even if you contract it out to say some third party, you know, it or there's some
And
particular
on the
program
grid
used.
on the website, because I've been like in the past on like the government website, and when you look at a grid, there's usually like writing at the bottom that'll tell you like information provided from or something like that. There's nothing on the web page that gives you, or if you scroll down and usually like they'll have like where they found all their information from.
Right.
It says like I mentioned, the government of Canada is collaborating with federal, provincial, and territorial governments and universities to model and explore the possible future spread of COVID-19 Canada and the benefits of public health measures. So it's saying it's collaborating federally with provincial territories and the universities. The models are continually improved to provide the best available information to Canadians about possible outcomes. Model-based predictions are updated and adjusted as the science evolves and as new data on the cases cases occurring in Canada become available. The models are also updated to reflect any changes to public health measures being used to control the epidemic. The actions Canadians take every day will continue to influence the prediction of the actual numbers.
So are the federal numbers, are they just essentially a compilation of what the provinces are putting out?
Sorry, you're cutting out again.
Are,
I apologize, I missed out.
So is the federal data or federal models, are they basically just a compilation of what the provinces are putting out?
So it says the government of Canada is collaborating with federal, provincial, and territorial governments and universities to model and explore the future, or the possible future spread of COVID-19. So it's I guess exactly, collaborating with all of the provinces, all of the territories, and the studies I guess the universities are doing as well. And all working together to bring up this plan. If you're wondering who was getting this information, that's who's giving all the information. But how they're all putting it together is collaborating with all of them together. That's all that I have, unfortunately. I'm still waiting to see if she can find something else to someone else or a better definition to find out. But from what I have here, that's all that seems to be the information that I have.
Okay, so I'd heard about universities, but I guess to use a particularly egregious case, Imperial College of London out in the UK. I'm wondering I know you don't have the information right in front of you, but it's because I have friends and neighbors and family who are scared crazy about this. And I would like to either put this to rest or just, confirm there's nothing to worry about. So it's
about because they want to come into Canada. Is that what it is?
No. People are already here. It's but with the daily.
Oh, okay.
But with the daily fuss, you see it on TV, CBC, CTV, all that, all the time. So,
mm-hmm.
So by trying to figure out how the modeling works, what your basis is I'd like to either put it to rest or confirm this is accurate.
Have you maybe, because if you, I know you're looking more federally, but since you live in BC and the people are, I guess, around you in BC, would you, I can refer you to the Public Health Agency of BC, and you can maybe ask them how they come up with, since it's a combination of all provincial, territorial, and universities, maybe they have an at more of a definition for the province of BC.
Okay.
And how BC comes up with their predictions and what the predictions of BC is, because I can give you each province individually and then, I don't know, put it together, but unfortunately there's nothing that says here how they're divided and what causes it. Like I said, it says the actions of Canadians taken every day will continue to influence the predictions of the actual numbers. But I can also refer you to the Public Inquiry Center of British Columbia.
Okay, sure.
Maybe give you a more accurate detail of your province.
Sure, I'll take that.
Yeah, okay.
Is there an email or a phone number?
I can get you a phone number. No
okay.
Problem. And you said you were in Kelowna, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
But I have long distance, so it doesn't really matter if I have to call Victoria.
Oh, they have a number generally for every area. Some of them it's the same number as the main number, but... I have the one for Kelowna. It's a 1-800 number, so it might be for the whole province as well. So 1-800.
Okay.
663.
Okay.
663-7867. I also have an email if you prefer getting things by email.
Sure thing.
So service.
Okay.
And then BC. The BC's in caps. I'm not sure if you have to keep that in caps. service@gov.bc.ca.
Okay. I guess just one last question I would have. You said there's collaboration with universities. Would you happen to know which universities?
Again, like that's the only information that it states. It doesn't give me the universities that it just says the government of Canada is cooperating with federal, provincial, territorial, and universities to model and explore the possible future spread of COVID-19. I don't see. I can, if you want to, do you want to maybe hold the line? I could look deeper into it and see if I can find what universities. I can take a look. I just don't. I'm not sure if I'll be able to find the right answer.
Sure, I can, and if you get a names, I can just talk to them directly.
To the universities?
Yes.
Oh, to the. Okay, yeah, no problem. One moment, please.
Sure thing.
It doesn't give me what specific universities.
Okay. Does it give you any na like names or like people who
No other information other than provincial, territorial, and government. Provincial and territorial governments and universities. It doesn't go much more into detail than that. But if it says, what did today's grid forecasting identify? I have another one here. It says, how is the government of Canada working with the provinces and territories on contact tracing? That's not really the prediction.
Okay, well, since I'm here, I might as well ask that.
Sorry?
Since I'm here, I might as well ask that as well.
What? How they determined?
Or how the
How they're
contact
determined?
tracing
What?
is.
It says. So once a person has tested positive for COVID-19, rapidly identifying the people they have been in contact with is key to Canada's strategy for preventing further spread of the disease. While contact tracing is conducted at a local level, the government of Canada has placed a priority on increasing and ramping contact tracing across the country. As part of the Safe Restart Agreement, the federal government is providing more than $19 billion in funding to the provinces and territories to invest in priority areas, including testing and contact tracing. The government of Canada will provide $4.28 million to support the provinces and territories with the cost of increasing their capacity to conduct testing, perform contact tracing, and share public health data that will help fight the pandemic. The goal is to ensure provinces and territories have the capacity to test up to 200,000 people per day nationwide. Funding and support will also be provided to improve and modernize data management across Canada to help all levels of government coordinate their efforts to contain the virus. Furthermore, as part of the comprehensive federal, provincial, and territorial response to COVID-19, the Government of Canada has established an inventory of skilled Canadians to provide surge capacities to provinces and territories in key areas. Provincial and territorial governments identified contact tracing and cases recording as areas where they may require assistance. Over 260 federal employees from Health Canada and the PHAC and the Department of National Defence have been mobilized to support this work. In addition, Statistics Canada has identified up to 1,700 field surveys interviewers who could be available for contact tracing support. These interviewers have bilingual capacity and proficiency in more than 35 languages and could do an estimated and contact tracing calls per month.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Contact, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for all the help. I'll check out the promises and see what they can tell me.
Yeah, maybe the province of BC, that would just, the number that I gave you would specifically only be for the province of BC. If you want them all, I can give them all to you if you want to do your own research.
I'm
But
sure
if
I can
not, you can
find them.
start with BC and see where. That's the province you are currently in and see where it goes. See if that gives you enough information.
All right, I can look them up, but I'll start with BC. So, thank you for all the help.
No problem.
All right,
Have a great day.
yourself as well. Bye.